says that
Rabbi Zeira
was not mekabel from Rabbi Yaakov, that the Pshat Rabbi Gamliel made the gzeira against the kusim. He made it legamri yoso. If you tell me he was not mekabel like that, but rather what? That he only hold that Rabbi Gamliel made the gzeira, not teach from a kusi, from a shchitas kusi, where a Jew is not watching over him. But when a Jew is watching over him, then it's simulti, even according to the tekonis Rabbi Gamliel, is so lishnalei. See, when Rabbi Zeira saw that these amroim made from the shchitas kusi, he should have answered back, kan she yisolem ragabov, kan b'shein yisolem ragabov, that there's no stira.
That the reason why Rabbi Yechonin ate from the shchitas kusi was because there was a yisolem ragabov. And that's why Gamliel of Bezdin made a takono. That's where there's no Yisrael or Minagabov. So it wouldn't have been any kash with Reb Zeira. And alav, isn't this the proof that Shemamina kiblu minei Shemamina? That Reb Zeira was mekabel like Reb Yaakov. Bar Idi said that when Gamliel made a takono against the kusim, he made it legamri that a shchitas kusi is like a shchitas of an akum, that is possible even if Yisrael is or Minagabov, still the shchitas is possible. Now the Gemara explains, well, my time goes with Rabbonin. How come the Rabbonin made a gzeir against the kusi, the shchit of a kusi? So Mor says, he heard Rav Shimon ben Elozo that Shadre Rav Meir liasu yechamro mivei kusoi. That Rav Shimon ben Elozo once sent Rabbi Meir to get him buy him some wine from the kusim. He sent him to buy some wine. What happened was Ashkecho. So who gasaba? When he went to buy the wine, so he found an older person there. And Omele, this older person, said to Reb Meir that he told him over this pasuk in Mishlei that says v'samta sakin b'layecho im bal nefesh oto, means put a knife to your throat if you're bal nefesh. In other words, means to stay away from here. So he meant to say to someone that this wine is treif, you're not allowed to eat it, and therefore stay away from the wine. So the Mor says the Meister was that Holach Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo v'sofa dvorim of Rabbi Meir. So I mean, the Meister was the opposite way. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo was sent by Rabbi Meir to buy wine, and this Saba said to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. So after he told him, now Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo went back and told over to Rabbi Meir what happened. That was the story. So Holach Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo v'sofa dvorim of Rabbi Meir, and at that time the Gozer Aleim. Now they made exerer. They gave a din the kusim avalocha. Like an akum, that the wine is yai nesech, the shchitu is possible. So Mor says, my time, and what's the reason they made gzeiro? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, demus yoyne motzelhem b'rosh hagrizim. They found the form of a dove on top of the mountain of Hagrizim. Shoev demaisa, that they worshipped it. They're mekabel l'shem avodah zarah. So kids say they found the kusim worshipping avodah zarah. So Rashi speaks out, it's only those kusim that were on a hard grizim. They became mumin lavozachovim. The afagav, the rave kusim, lav miha grizim, or rovinim was not. But so, the Gemara is going to say, Ramele time with the chayshta mute, he's chayshta la mute. So that's what the Gemara says now. And Rabbi Meila time, Ramele goes according to his own reasoning. Ramele time, the chayshta mute, he's chayshta even from it. That the Gemara in Yevamis says, that's Ramei's sheet, the Chayshit for the Miyat, that's a Soros. Siros, his Chayshit for the Miyat of Kusim, that worship the Avodah Zarah, the Goza Ruba Otom Yuta, he made Xerah upon all the Kusim, that they all have Aloha, like a Goy, because of the Mutim, they were Mumrim Lahar, Lamumrim Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, that Rabban Gamliel of Beis Dinai also Namik Ramei's Svilhu. They also hold like Rav Meir. Therefore, there were Goyzer, Ruben, all the Kusim, Otto, the Mutim, that were also in Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara says, though, but Pashtu the Kroh, the Maiksiv, what is the Pashtu Pshan, this Pasuk of Mishlei, what is it talking about? So the Gemara says something about the Talmud, Hayeshnuch Ne Rabbi, about a Talmud when he's sitting in front of his Rebbe. He goes, the Toni Rebbe Chir, Rebbe Chir learned in a price like this. The Pasuk says, that Kiseishev Lilchoim, as Moshe bin Tovin es Hashalafonecho, that if you sit down to eat bread, is Hamoshim is with the ruler, so understand well who you're sitting it from. And then the pasuk says, "V'samto sakim loyecho imbal nefesh ato, imbal nefesh ato." So it means like this: Im yodeya Talmid barabai, sheyodeya lahachse loytam bin. If the Talmud knows that his Rebbe is going to be able to answer the question, then ask the question. Rashi says, sure, then ask the question. But v'im lav, if you know or you're afraid that the Rebbe will not be able to answer the question, v'im lav, tov v'nes ha'shel fonechom, means know who's in front of you, and then v'sam t'sakim b'leyecho, and then like put the knife to your mouth. In other words, then be quiet. In bal nefeshato is pirushimenu. So the end of the pasuk Rashi says means v'im bal nefeshato means, but if you really want to know the answer, you're not satisfied, and you can't ask this rav the question, then the answer is porish himenu. Go away from him and ask somebody else the question. But again, here by this Rebbe, if you know he can't answer you, so do not embarrass him and do not ask the question. That's supposed to be v'sam t'sakim b'leyecho, means that if you know he can't answer it, be quiet, do not answer, do not ask. But if you want to, ask for somebody else. Now the Gemara says, no, the mice happened that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shadra Rabavua sent Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yosef, La'asuya chamrim ve'kusoi, to get some wine, fetch some wine for him from the kusim. His ashkechais, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef found who saw an older person there, Omalei, so the older person told him, Les kan shomrei Torah, there's nobody here, that's a shomrei Torah. In other words, do not take the wine from me, it's not kosher. So holach Rabbi Yitzchak v'safat dvom mufnei Rabbi Avua. He went back and told Rabbi Avua. For holach Rabbi Avua v'safat dvom mufnei Rabbi Ami v'Rav Afri. Rabbi Avua now went and told over what the Sabbath said about the kusim in front of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. And at that time, v'loi zoz mishom, they did not move from there. Achi yosum avdikachovim gemurim. Until they made them complete goyim. They gave them a din like avdikachovim gemurim. What's this extra lashon of avdikachovim gemurim? Which halacha? Ilish chita v'yayin nesach v'dinish chita v'yayin nesach mihosam gozobu. We had this halacha already. That the Rabbi Gamliel Vezdinoi made a gzera that kus shchitas akum is postlan the yayin is yayin nesach. So Gemara says true. Gozobu rabbonin inu v'yayin nesach mihosam gozobu rabbonin. Rabbonin made a gzera over there. So Gemara says true. Inu gozer. Like Rabbi Gamliel Vezdinoi taka made the gzera. But v'loi kiblu minayu. Klayisos is not makabalit. They were not mekabel the gzera, but also Rav Ami, Rav Asi, they came gozru. They made a gzera that a kus is like a goy v'kiblu minayu, and their klaysa was mekabel from them. Rashi says v'kiblu minayu loyshol gedolim emenu elishem b'doyra shem meyel lerotz lekabel layim lifrosh min akusim l'vishoy regilim them v'doyra shem Ami, Rav Asi efshlem lifrosh. Times of Rav Meyel was hard to be perished. They were used to doing all the work with them. But later on, Ravam and Ravasi was easy to be perished, so then Klaisa was Makabu the Takona. That's this new Takona that Kusim Abaloch like a goy. Samura says, My Oidik Chavim Gemurim, what's this extra lotion? There's a goy gomer. Tritam in Yishchitis Postlan is Yain is Yain Esach. Om Rab Nachman by Yitzchok, Levato Rishus, Velitain Rishus. Pehilchas Ervin, he has loch like a goy. Why she says, Levato Rishus, Im Da Kusi Vemovui. You have to rent off his place. Until you rent, and that's like an Oivik Chovim. That if a Jew lives with an Oivik Chovim, v'shachach l'nosim beriv, emnei amovoi, v'dari moyim, and yasas on them, sabayi Jew, the locher is his mavatlis v'shus. But Oivik Chovim, if you have a goyim living in your courtyard, the only answer to make the eruv is to rent off his part. So also the kusi has loch like a goy, you have to rent off his part, he cannot stand being mabatlet. Ukratanya, like we learned, Yisrael mumo, so it depends. If the Jew that does averis, mishamish shabbat v'shuk, if he's still a shomer shabbos, if he has to openly, he's not mechal shabbos, mabato v'shus v'noisim v'shus, he has loch like a Jew still. He could be mabatlet v'shus to the rest of the b'nei chotzer, or, and give his v'shus, the matano. But let's say a person of v'sheino, mishamish shabbat v'shuk, let's say a person that's mechal shabbos for hesia, openly in the shuk is not a shomer shabbos, then he has locha like a goy, and therefore the din is ainu mevata reshus for noisim reshus. He cannot be mevata reshus. He can't give his reshus. Why? Because it was said, Yisrael, if you have a locha like a Jew, then noisim reshus, you can give your reshus to somebody else, atzeras matana, or else a mevata reshus. The time you can mevata your reshus, not to ask it on the rest of the bnei mavui. But if you have talking about a goy, then if you have a goy living in the same courtyard with you, then you have to rent his property, his rights in the courtyard. Ketzad, what's the locha? By a Jew, if he says, I'm giving it to you for present, I'll be mevatel my shus, it's good. You don't have to be zecher it from him. By a guy, you have to be zecher it from him. Now the Gemara says, Rab Zerav Rabasi, Ikloy Lepundako, the eye, that they went into this inn, in the eye. So Isla Kamayu Beit, and they brought in front of them eggs, Hamatsumakas, Rashi says, the mean Sluyas Harbe was roasted well. Loshim stomach biyofaloi, and it had wine behind. Rashi says viachakach orva v'tov from behind. They beat it up these eggs in wine. V'yikah behind. Rashi says mishum demai. Now the wine has a shal of demai. There's amoratim bought it. We have a shash. Remember, didn't take off maitris. So v'holcha Rashi says mishum delase bein. First of all, demai was not bein. It was mixed up into the eggs. The v'aydei terubos ais lekamayu. Therefore, lechoshka masayu. Therefore, he wasn't chosh for the Yisra of Demai. Since it was a terubis mixed up, and it was not the end. So again, so the Gemara says that Reb Zera and Yoch Reb Zera did not eat from this, but Ravasi, Yoch Ravasi ate from it. So, Malay Reb Zera and Ravasi, Reb Zera said back to Ravasi, Flechai Shmala, terubis Demai, how come eating from this wine? So who is the shal of Demai in this wine? Or Malay said back to listen, Lama that toy, you take it right, they made a mistake, I didn't realize it. So, therefore, Abasi, like had charotah that he ate from it. Omer Rav Zera said, "Ev shagosa al terubas demai o mistai milsul Abasi lemechel isuroi." So, Rav Zera said like this: that most probably there was not really also what Rabasi ate, because it was really a gzerim the rabbanon, not even teat demai ade terubos. How would it be possible o mistai milsul Abasi? How would it be possible that Kodesh Baruch would let like Abasi eat the yisro? Lemechel isuroi. And this is the klal of hashto behemton shol tzadikim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit hakol al yodon madach the behemoth. We'll see the chamor Pinchas ben Yor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let a takol something bad happen to it. He did not eat anything awesome. So tzadikim asmul makoshke for sure tzadikim will not eat something that's awesome. So therefore Abzera said mistamas like Avasi that there's no gzer of demai but makam terubas like this one guy from Rashi. Samora says nofak Rebzera went out Dok and he checked the Ashkech and he found the Tzadam learned like this. If you buy wine to put it into marayis, into some food, or the tochaluntis, another type of a drink like vegetables, they have different things mixed up there together, or else kashinun, lasais mehen, tchinun. Rashi says tchinun is meichel shagristin type of beans, the tavlin morovins mixed up together. Or else adoshim, if you buy lentils, lasas merimisisim, to make this type of a food, pekitsu, there's a whole type of like demise, they were mixed up in other foods. The borat amanas to use it mixed up. So, chayim mishum demai. When you buy it, you're supposed to take off demai, you have to take off maisris. We ain't tzorach loyma mishum vadai. And avadi, if it's vadai, avadi have to go through mishum maisris. We ain't atzlo mutarim. If they shame tarubois, legos ala tarubois, demai. But the maisif was already put into the dish. Now when you have this food that's mixed up with the other foods, now the maisif is no gzera. It's mutati to tarubis of demai. So that's the writer of Zera said, Mustam, that was the reason why Ravasi tak ate from it. Like otherwise we have not let him do the issa. That's the law, even though lachatkili is supposed to take off demai from these type of foods by itself. But once it gets mixed up with the other with tarubis, then legozu al tarubis. Samar says, is this true? For a tiny, we learned like this. We learned, hanoisen l'shich nosoi, iso lafos. Let's say you don't have an oven in your house. So you take your dough, and you give it to your neighbor that she should bake it in her oven. And she's not marits. Says, hanoisen l'shich nosoi, iso lafos, eros kadeo levashal. You give her your pot of cholent that she should cook it for you. You don't have a stove. So locher is ein achoshish. You don't have to be ein achoshish. Lisor v'tavlin shabo. You don't have to be afraid about the sword, the sourdough that's inside, or the spice that's inside it. Loi mishum shviyas, loi mishum ice. You don't have to be afraid that she put in some spices that has a nisa shviyas on it, has nisa ice on it. You don't have to be afraid. The chiddush is. You don't have to be afraid, maybe she switched it around. For Nost, then she put in her own stuff. So
So therefore, Mistam, if you gave her, so she did what you gave her, and you don't have to be afraid, she switched around. So therefore, you have a right to say she only used your ingredients and still kosher. But what's going to be? The Yim Omar law, I say li mishalachi, but if you tell her, listen, I'm giving you the dough, and you put in your own sourdough, but I'm giving you a pot, and you put in your own spices, then choshes lisor, you have to be afraid about the sourdough she used. Maybe it's still tevel, maybe it's demai. The tavlin shabbat and the spices she used, you have to be afraid. Mishum shvius, maybe there's nisa shvius on it. Maybe she used the produce that was grown on shemitah, so that's special kedusha on it. Or mishum ma'is, you have to be afraid also of demai. So the real question is why, when she gives you back the dough or the dish, even if she put her own spices, but it's batarubas, it's a mixture already. So even if she used the spices of demai, it should be muta. And then you see, no, you have to be afraid. It's the lasa. Let me just do through it. Some shani also here is different. The chivun de ka'oma lo asili mishalchi. Since you told your neighbor, you put in your own spices, is command doru be a daim domi. It's like you took spices of demai and mixed it in. There's no heta. There's only heta. If you have a food already that's a mixture, you'll not eat it. But you're not allowed to take demai and mix it in and be mevata. That you can't do. There, since you told her like to put in her own spices, therefore it's also. Rashi from another time, Rashi says like this, that Shani's or the tavlin sourdough and spices are different to a timely of it, that they're made to put taste into this food, and therefore the svara is the time of the bottle, that the time is not bottle. So it's not called the good tarubis. When do we say demai is mutib tarubis if it's like bottle there? But over here, where you put in the same spices, that you always taste the spices, here it's considered like it's din. Rashi says the time of the bottle, the fishu mesatin hakriol, it fixes those things in the kuhika. Kafilu locha kaderim v'shelis miyamoritz sheloi nasa shluchoi kishirvu osa. If you put the heap of spices in, Rashi says al v'yayin b'murayis, v'yayin b'beitzim ain't a mikka. There the wine is not the ikka. Gefort the ikka is the eggs, even though it gives a little bit of taste. Interesting, but spices, that's called the ikka. So therefore, spices is like it's not a terubas at all. That's the main thing here. Furthermore, now. Is the true what he's saying in the first case, where you give her your dough or you give her your spices, so it's mutum, we're not afraid that maybe she changes around and use her own, as she used yours and instead put her own in. I go, now learn like this. If you give something to your mother-in-law to cook for you, so what you give her before you give it to her, you have to take off truma samaisis, because you have to be afraid she's going to exchange it and use yours. The Yeshua later meant what you receive back from her, you also have to go through Mesamaisus. Why? Because we're afraid your mother-in-law, if you give her a dough to bake, she'll change it around and she'll use your dough and give her back her own dough. See, we're afraid of Machlefes. Shechashuda Machlefes, Hameskalko, they're afraid if something goes bad, she doesn't bake it so well, so she won't give you the bad one, she'll keep it, and she'll bake a new one for you. So you see, we are afraid that she'll change it around. So Gemara says, "Hosma, but it's different by your mother-in-law. It's different. Can the time to time there tell the clear reason why? Om Rav Yehuda, roitzi but konas bita or boishem ichasna. Like she wants to make it good for her daughter, but she's afraid of her son-in-law. So therefore, a case where you gave her the dough and she baked it, she burnt it, so she's embarrassed to say she burnt it. So therefore, and she still wants to give good stuff. So there we're afraid she'll exchange and she'll keep the burned one for herself and she'll give to the son-in-law the good one. The attack is of Shash. If she's an Amoritz, you have to take off Trumas and Maises both ways. But somebody else, maybe not. So Martha says, is that true? Uli Almo, Loi Chashin is the truth. Other people are not afraid the members shall change it around.